Hi, I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Let's go. ba 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 ba. How are you guys doing? Late night CKUW. Thanks for joining me. Hey, what time is it? Oh, it's what, 3:05, 3:06, whatever. I don't care. Who gives a fart? You may say, you may ask, I mean to say, is time important? Is time important? I don't care about time, but you wait. Playtime is important. You must play. You must. You must. Okay. Playtime is important. Right now, we are looking at comic books that are based off of toys, toy franchises, and such. A toy item. Okay. Why are we doing this? Because it's comic book radio theater! Our next comic book that I will read to you tonight. Thank you for joining me. 95.9 FM. I will read to you Saga of Crystar Crystal Warrior, number 3. This was put out there into existence in September of 1983. So we're staying in the year of 1983. Okay. All right. All right. Let's stay there. Well, the Crystal Warrior. Well, what does Crystar Crystal Warrior look like? Well, they have these very shiny bodies. And you could almost look through them. There's that. You know what? Maybe I should play the television commercial that was out there on TV at the same time this comic book was around. Excuse me as I did that. I have it somewhere here. Where is it?
The Saga of Crystar, a fantasy world of crystal warriors, demons, and wizards. Good wizards like Ogeodi, evil wizards like Zardeth, and underworld demons like Moltar.
They've captured Ogeodi!
Each figure with a crystal prism that makes everything look like this.
Goodness and might, evil and might, the winner is up to you!
The Saga of Crystar Collection, each figure sold separately, by Remco.
So, good or evil, the winner is up to you, and I feel that TV commercial there that you just heard, I think it explains the toy just pretty clearly and everything like that. Would you be apt to play with that toy? Or buy it and give it to a child, say at Christmas or for their birthday or something like that. So, that's what we're going to look at with this comic book reading, is Crystar Crystal Warrior. Is that how you say the name? Crystar Crystal Warrior. That's how you say the name. Now, in this comic book, we get a special guest in it. He's drawn just terribly on the front cover here. Not a very good artist did the drawing of Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange. Who's that British actor that can't be back or whatever his name is? Whatever. It seems like he can only do one role. We have Doctor Strange in this comic book. He has come to the world of that Crystar is in. Crystallum? I'll have to look into the comic book to find out just what reality or land that Crystar and his family, and his a royal family at that. And anyway, if you're into fighting and magic, well, presto, I got a story for you on comic book radio theater. I shall read to you Saga of Crystar Crystal Warrior number 3, put on the bookshelves September of 1983. If you wish to bypass the comic book store back then and spend your money on music, here was stuff that was brand new. We had Kiss. Their song, Lick It Up. They're performing live in concert from Washington, D.C. All right, so yeah. Get a live performance from Kiss there. And also Alice Cooper. I really like this song he did. It wasn't a big hit for him or anything. Maybe the song was too edgy for people for the times. But I don't know. I like the song. My quirky sensibility leaves me to enjoy this Alice Cooper song. So Kiss and Alice Cooper is what you get when I need to take a vocal break from reading you Saga of Crystar Crystal Warrior number 3, September of 1983. Comic book radio theater is what we do right now in the late night. Let me get to it. 95.9 FM, CKUW. We are the University of Winnipeg.
Like that. Zoa.
This is Kaya.
And this is Meg, and we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Oh, Christer!
Oh, Christer!
Where are we?
Where are we?
Jim Shooter presents The Saga of Christar, Crystal Warrior in The Sanctum Sanctorium of Doctor Strange.
Where are we? I don't know, Ika, but we'll find out soon enough. How are you feeling, by the way?
Better, I think. It was so strange before, being transformed into living crystal, the way you and your men have been. Magic powers, they're still swirling around me. And then the pair of us being transported here, wherever here is. Ika, look at all these books. Rows and rows upon them. Do you realize these are made out of paper?
Paper?
How precious. I don't even think there's enough trees on the whole planet of Crystallum to make so many books. It's made out of wood! Polished wood at that! The owner of this place must be wealthy beyond belief! You know something, Christar? I'm not too sure we're still within the city limits of Galax. Or anywhere on Crystallum, for all that matter. Oh, someone's coming through the door in this room that we're in. Here he comes. We'll ask him.
Master, I'm going to set up the tea in your library.
Thank you, Wong. I'll be along in a minute.
Intruders in your library! But how can it be? This house is sealed against attack, and I admitted no guests!
We sort of just popped in.
We're sorry if we alarmed you.
I'm Prince Christar of Galax, and this young lady is Ika. We mean you no harm.
But your bodies, they're made out of living crystal.
Isn't it pretty?
Please, don't let our appearances upset you.
until very recently, we were as human as you. It took a wizard's magic to make us what we are today. In fact, Ika here is the daughter of the wizard who transformed us. And she's half of an enchantress herself.
Then I suspect. I suspect the young lady and I shall find much to discuss.
Who?
Who? Who?
Ah, master.
You've both been so forthcoming with information about yourselves and your purposes. Please allow me to introduce myself. I am Doctor Strange. Master of the mystic arts. And sorcerer supreme of this dimension. The gentleman you startled so greatly is my manservant, Wong. And my home is warded about with seals that are unbreakable, that are supposed to protect us from any unwanted visitation, whether they use physical or mystic means to enter. I would very much like to know how you both got in here past them.
Oh, I'll bet you that's my daddy's doing. When something magical goes wrong, it generally is.
Your daddy?
Ika's father. The wizard, Ogadote, is the true servant of the forces of order. He is the most valuable friend the people have in their defense against the powers of chaos. And a loyal friend to me, as he was to my father, the king. Although, on days like this, well, Ika, don't be offended. I hate to sound disrespectful, but sometimes, well, I begin to have doubts in Ogadode. Just little doubts.
And to Crystalim, at this moment...
Ogadote, you imbecile! You nincompoop! You bumbler! You incompetent old fool! What have you done with your daughter and Prince Crystar?
Nothing, nothing, old Captain Koth, nothing at all. I imagine they're around here somewhere. Probably turn up sooner or later, or we can go out there looking for them. Now, leave me be to finish my spell in peace. If I forget the secrets again, it'll be all for nothing. After all, I transformed my daughter into living crystal so that in experiencing her transformation with her, I could learn the secrets of your crystal bodies. And so, by doing that, so cure your comrade, Stalax, of the battle wound that is now killing. care.
Not so fast, wizard. Have you forgotten something?
You did say something about going to look after them. Oh, very well, very well.
Okey-do does a spell on his Prisma crystal.
But first, I mustn't forget my Prisma crystal.
Spell to reduce the size of that Prisma crystal from well being above the height of any man to the size of a small rat.
It loses none of its might at whatever size, but becomes considerably more convenient to carry. It has been Order's greatest weapon on this whole world of Crystallum. I've placed most of my own mystic might within it. And much of your wit as well. Or were you always just erratic? Oh, well. Now that I've traced Ica's route through the use of my power, I must be off the finder! Now who's with me? Who's with me? For one, is only to be sure that you don't lose yourself.
War, bro? I'll be standing, watching here, Calabar. Good. We rely on you until our return.
A energy form surrounds Koth, Calabar, and Oggy-Dode. And they disappear.
Order and reason grant you a safe and successful journey.
Return with the saga of Crystar Crystal Warrior after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
What do we got for ads? Oh. Oh, I've done this one for you guys tons of times. Still, I will do it with energy.
Scotty, in a Cracker Jack story.
Okay, Scotty, the score is tied, bases loaded, and two outs. Get in there and show them what you're made of.
I'll do my best, coach.
Strike one!
Gulp, what if I strike out?
Strike two!
You can do it, Scotty! You're a Cracker Jack!
Yeah! All right!
You did it, Scotty!
We won the playoffs! What a Cracker Jack!
When you're really good, they call you Cracker Jack. Crunchy caramel-coated popcorn and peanuts and a secret toy surprise. Cracker Jack. Candied popcorn and peanuts.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay. Cracker Jack. They still taste good, but not in the same box as they used to be, so... And I thought the prize was, I don't know. I thought it was underwhelming. Last time I ate Cracker Jacks. Okay.
Star Frontier!
Star Frontier!
From the very center of the Great Spiral Galaxy, on a quest with but one intention: to a planet forbidden, driven by a force unstoppable. Not knowing why. But programmed to purchase Star Frontier, role-playing game, the choice of millions as the best way to defend the galaxy. For your free poster and catalog, complete this form and send to TSR Hobbies Incorporated, P.O. Box 1756, Department C, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, zip code 53147. TSR, the Games Wizards.
It's just some kind of cheesiness that got into me on that one. I don't know. Okay, and
unscramble the fun and discover why everyone's scrambling for new pink lemonade bubble gum. Bubble Yum!
Here's what you'll say about new pink lemonade bubble yum.
It's a mouthful of yum!
Yum! Yum!
New Super Yum! Bubble Yum! Pink Lemonade Bubblegum!
Also get Bubble Yum, Strawberry, Wild Cherry, Grape, Tropical Punch, and Regular!
New Super Yum! Bubble Yum! Pink Lemonade Bubblegum!
All right, let's get back to our story. They're just beginning their adventure. Okay.
We now return to the saga of Crystar Crystal Warrior number 3. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg.
Well, now that I've traced Ica's route through the use of my powers, I must be off to find her! Who's with me? I, for one, is only to be sure you don't lose yourself.
Warbow? I'll be standing watching here, Calabar. Good. We rely on you until our return.
Form of energy, Ogadode, Koth, and Calabar disappear.
Order and reason grant you a safe and successful journey.
Crystar's closest friend and his most trusted comrade. Why didn't you go in search of him?
Ambara, I do my duty, even when it's not what I would wish. Crystar can look after himself, I think. I know he'd want one of us to remain right here to ensure the safety of Stalax, who was wounded in his defense. And to look after the lady who's been fortunate enough to capture the prince's heart. Just what kind of a fight do you think you and Stalax alone could put up if the prince's treacherous brother, Maltar, and the forces of chaos attacked you here right now? And that's just the sort of trick they might try if they learn where we are.
Where are we, Ogadode?
Oh, I'm not quite certain yet, Koth. It is still indistinct, yet I know we have traveled through the skies themselves, and we have left Crystallum.
I'm beginning to see people around us. Maybe they can tell us something more definite.
Ogadode, Koth, and Calabar appear in Doctor Strange's laboratory.
Daddy!
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 Daddy! Koth! Calabar! There you are!
Oh no! More crystal people!
Halt! Intruders! None may invade my master's home and threaten him! I will not permit it!
Good for you, man. I like a fellow who's willing to fight for his lord. But we mean you no harm.
It's all right, Wong. Clearly, these are the wizard and the other crystal warriors that Crystar and Ica have spoke of. Under these circumstances, I think we could excuse the unorthodox arrival.
Through the sight of a flame inside the flame of a fire, one can see Crystar communicating with the other crystal warriors.
Thank you for being so understanding, Doctor Strange. We'll be on our way as quickly as we can. Koth, where is Ambara and Warbow? And how is Stalax?
My brother is so predictable in his virtue. He makes me sick! Just listen to him! First, he has courtesy for his host, then concern and well-being for his friends!
This business of using a pillar of flame as a scurrying glass to eavesdrop and spy on Crystar is a marvelous trick, Zardath. Why haven't you used it before?
Before now, Lady Lavar and Prince Malta, it wasn't possible! Dude has set spells of concealment around Crystar's bands. Apparently, the Off-Bull neglected to take the similar precautions when they traveled to the home of Doctor Strange. And so I was able to trace them.
Well, however you did it, and however long it took, Wizard, the most important thing is that, at long last, we know precisely where my twin is and how to reach him. Men and women of Magma Caverns, you have followed me loyally and served me well despite our defeats. And are you ready to seize this opportunity and victory within it? Then follow me through the fire to the sanctum of Doctor Strange.
Follow?
No. You mustn't meet with Crystar. Not now.
Oh, Maltar, my dearest love, you mustn't think you have to do every little thing yourself. After all, your father, the king, always said that half of being a good monarch was in knowing where to delegate your authority.
He did say that?
A mere handful of your magma men, ought to be equal to the job, Prince Maldar. You six! The crystal men made utter fools of you when you ambushed them in Galax. I'm granting you a second chance. Do not fail me again!
Yes!
You are listening to a reading of The Saga of Christ Our Crystal Warrior, September, the year 1983.
Yeah, baby! Here's what you gotta say. Lick it up! Lick it up! Oh, it's on the right now! Come on! Lick it up! Oh, yeah! Louder! Come on! Come on, DC noise! Come on!
Yeah. It's our 4th of July sale here at Cooper's Carnival of Clean Classic Cars at the corner of Collins and Collins. I got a lot full of the finest one of the cars one can buy at the prices even you can afford. So come on down and say hello to me and Granny and bring the kids to meet my snake. I say bye, Granny says bye, and the snake says,
I love General Patton in World War II. My pocket fisherman and my crazy glue. I love the thief and Wally too. Yeah! I love the bomb, hot dogs, and mustard. I love my girl, but I sure don't trust her. I love what the Indians did to Custer.
I really love it as well. It's called 95.9 FM CKUW, the U of W. Yes, we're that radio station that you can't predict what's going to happen next. I am going to cough myself into...